got it in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back.
Ooh, that sounded loud.
To another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. What the fuck? It's your boy B-E-Z.
It's your boy Al.
Yo, how you doing?
Good, man.
Oh, I don't mean, I guess I sound regular.
Man, get your shit together, dog.
I don't know.
What up?
Ain't that?
We back.
We back for another week. You can find us everywhere you get your podcast for free 99. Hope y'all enjoying y'all holiday season. Shout out to Amy. I know Amy is loving it. This is her favorite season. Mm-hmm. She love all of the holiday stuff. She watch all the movies. All of the holiday movies that come out. Like the new ones. Like, you know, they come on like 15 new holiday movies.
Those Tubi shits?
Not even the Tubis. Like, what's that? Lifetime movies. And it's a new one with like L'Oreal in it. A new holiday movie with Lil Rel, and I'm pretty sure she watched. I think I saw her post that.
This is
a lot of holiday stuff that come out all the time. She always watch all that stuff.
I know she got a tattoo of mistletoe on her back or something. She loved Christmas.
Yeah, she loves some Christmas. Shout out to Amy. Guess we'll get right into the emails before. Oh, do you want to do what? Let's do the emails first.
Yeah,
let's
we got emails.
Yeah, we got an email from the homie Cheryl. Shout out to Cheryl Poison from the Once Upon a Time. Once Upon a Time in Music or Once Upon a Time in Hip Hop?
Once Upon a Time in Music.
Once Upon a Time in Music podcast. She said, did you miss me? I missed y'all. What's up, fellas? What's popping? I see y'all are as crazy as ever. I was laughing through this whole episode with, that's about 10 laughing crying emojis. Said, let's have a little recap, shall we? I appreciate B for giving us a Black History lesson on names. I might name my son King Leroy.
They'll call him Leroy.
See, it ain't Leroy though. It's L-E. It's the one L. I mean the one E. So you naming him Leroy, you just making him a whole nigga.
So two E's is the Leroy.
Leroy. Two L's is Leroy. One L is Leroy, like you say. Said, Negroes visit the museum one time and think they are experts. I am an expert. What are you talking about? I be reading books and such. L, you're a man of a certain age, so you got to chill a little on that bike. It's not as easy as some make it look.
All right. I'm going to put the footage out soon.
She said, so B, you won some cash that you didn't even know you won? Let me hold 100. I'll pay you back when I get my taxes. I'm just playing unless you're going to do it. Hold up. I saw you talk about winning some money.
Yeah, you was at you was gambling last week.
Oh, yeah. Damn. I keep forgetting I was gambling.
Yeah,
I did. Nah, that money spent, beloved. Sorry. She said, American Sniper L is ready to Swiss cheese some Negroes up for the from the second floor window. If they know like I know, they will not try anything at your house. He's ready for him. Oh, yeah, we was talking about them people breaking their houses
breaking
and stuff.
Breaking their houses, yeah.
It was another video I saw this week of some guys breaking in a guy's house. He had like a camera in it. Now, this guy had a camera in his backyard facing his house. Then he had cameras in the room that the guys broke into. But I guess he must be came home or something because the guys just jumped out. It was like four guys, and they like jumped out the window real quick and stuff.
Crazy, man.
It's wild.
Dangerous, man.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous job they got.
Yeah, them robbers?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A robber got a dangerous job.
She says, PSA, for all the boosters and thieving ass niggas that's stealing this holiday season, if you can hit up the niche perfume counters and get your girl a couple of bottles of that splat.
That's that splat.
That's that splat. They'd be like, Your Brandon. What you got on?
Don't worry about it,
sweetheart. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Just that splat.
It's that splat.
I like the fact that his name is Brandon.
Hey Brandon.
Hey Brandon, what you got on? He got a little accent too. Hey, what you got on?
He grown now.
Oh, for real?
Hell yeah.
He the same one who be like, pull up on me.
Pull up on me.
Pull up on me.
Yeah, he had a super good run that one time.
So he, you know, sometimes when kids be like small like that, and they be like, you know, cute. Yeah. Is he not cute now?
Nah, he still look the same. He just got,
oh, okay, just a little older.
An afro. He still does social media too.
Oh, okay, shout out to him. That's black.
His name is Pilly something.
I gotta find the bull.
Yeah, Pilly.
What city he from? You know,
New York. Oh, I think he from Harlem.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What you got on? He said y'all imitating that old man is hilarious. What's your old talking about?
Lock him up.
Lock him up. Private. Public property. This is private property. That's my guy right there.
That ain't your guy, man. I know he's a racist.
Maybe so. She said, both UNL tap dancing and you throwing sand. Y'all are real stupid.
You threw sand?
Nah, we was talking about. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you threw sand down on my
feet. Nah, I ain't threw no sand, nah. But I will, you know, I put some sand on the floor, boss.
Challenge.
Yeah. both UNL, what she said, this email is long like Vic emails, but I did miss a week. Hey, Vic, LOL.
She called her Vic.
Oh, yeah, she said she don't. Didn't Vic say she don't like that back or something like that?
Oh, no.
What
happened was I substituted it.
For her real name?
When she threw a shot at me about pause.
Oh, yeah.
And instead, I said shout out to Vic.
Yeah, okay. B shot not Porsche titties is wild. No, she said Studzilla, really? Don't be scared when they be waiting outside for you and L. I was listening to a Joe Budden podcast. I think it's Saturday episode. Mm-hmm. And they had asked if either one of them ever smashed a stud.
Get out of here.
Yeah. You ever smashed a stud?
No. What are you talking about?
I'm just asking a question, beloved.
That'll make you buy.
No, it would.
Yes, it would.
If they got clothes, if you ever see some of them studs, when they take their clothes off, they be nice and thick.
Yeah, but they'll still be, yo, what up, son?
Nah, what if they be feminine when they get...
They funny thick, though. It's a different kind of thick.
Some of them.
Truck driver thick.
What the fuck? You be looking at truck drivers, man?
No, I'm just saying, like,
it's as a former truck driver who still holds his CDL with the
exactly, they shaped just like you.
Whoa, you been looking at my shape, no, big dog? Yeah, come on, bro. But boy, my man, this nigga right here, but looking at my shape.
Hey, man.
I ain't got no shape, nigga.
Shut this camera off.
What the fuck going on over here? This nigga got me uncomfortable. I'm calling HR. Nigga over here looking at my physique.
You know what I'm talking
about. I don't got
about.
No shape, nigga. I got a physique.
Nah, man. You know what I'm talking about.
Nah, I don't know what you talking about. I know some sexy women truck drivers.
You look like one today.
A sexy woman truck driver?
No, a stud. You got the boots on. You got the jeans. You look like a stud today.
I do need to strap my titties now. said B shot not Porsche titties is wild. Saying his thing was jumping is even wilder.
Oh, you said that?
Yeah, I did. You ain't caught it.
You was going.
Yeah, I went stupid. And then I posted it. I forgot one of my aunts is.
Oh, for real?
She followed me on. We friends on Facebook, and she'll look at my stories sometime. I posted that in my stories. I know. Shout out to Aunt Neek. I'm sorry, Aunt Neek.
I gotta go back to that one.
She says, this blaze after hours, y'all is nasty. You nasty, boy. You nasty. That's a good segue right there. She said, y'all really had a whole damn segment on how to steal people's packages. you do know you were on air, right? Yeah, I know I was on the mic, but you know, I don't work there no more.
I forgot about that.
Being his coworkers probably got my sneakers that were stolen from one of those hubs. Nah, so where I worked, a lot of people really didn't steal like that. But after I left, it was this one dude, he was a manager. He got caught like, what did they say he did? So he would like intercept packages that was coming through, and if it was something he wanted, he would reroute the package to his house.
What?
Yeah. So
that's crazy for doing that.
Yeah, but it's a certified paper trail.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
I mean, like, did I say I stole on that last episode?
Yeah, you said.
What did I say I stole?
You didn't say.
I just said how you could.
Yeah, I think you
did. Yeah, I just said how you could do it. So let's say like.
What you stole? A TV?
No, I didn't steal nothing. What are you talking about? So let's say like it was a package that was supposed to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw the package and it wasn't scanned to nobody's truck. So you just take the package yourself and put it on your truck.
Free money.
But you got to get it delivered somewhere.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
To your house.
No, you can't. But what if your house isn't where you live? Like if your house isn't nowhere near where your route is, how you gonna get it there? You know what I'm saying?
Open it. Well, I don't know.
So that's because if you live in, let's say you live in Marion, and your route is in Hartsville, there's no reason for you to go to Marion and your route is in Hartsville.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you gotta know of some place where you can drop that package off that's at least on your way to your route or on. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know somebody that live.
You drop it off at your people house. Huh?
Exactly. So you drop it off at your people house.
Somebody did that to me too.
What?
I got a laptop like that.
They dropped the laptop at your house?
Yep. I just happened to be over at the AT&T store.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the driveway. He's like, "Hey man, you want a laptop?" I was like, "Yeah. Right, here. I'm gonna give it to you. You just give me the money later. I'll call you later." Goodbye.
And he never called you later?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you paid it. Paid him though.
Yeah, it was cheap.
Yeah. So that's how you can do it. And don't you think I forgot about B asking if I got cracked like an egg on my birthday. If I got put through the mattress, if my legs got cracked like some crab legs, if some nigga was in there talking about any y'all is nosy and I'm a lady. And I'm in my Shanae voice. And a lady never tells. That means she got that thing bust open. Nigga, what? Shot the club up.
No.
Shout out to Cheryl Poison.
Not to Cheryl. No, they better leave her alone.
Sure, Cheryl Poison gave him that antidote.
Get off my mama.
Y'all be doing it. Great show as always. I enjoyed it. I'll holler at y'all next week. Shout out to you, Cheryl. Yeah, Cheryl, you got that thing. You know what I'm saying? You bust it open for a real goon on your birthday.
You said something crazy though.
What did I say? But
you
crazy?
Said something veiny.
She got some of that veiny D.
Yeah, that was crazy.
She got some of that veiny D. Cheryl, did you put your mouth on it?
Oh, you're sick, dog.
That ain't sick.
Nah, I mean,
that's how it's supposed to go. If she didn't,
God. We trying to be censoring ourselves over here.
No, we're not supposed to be. No, that's. I didn't say nothing that can't be played on the radio at 7 in the morning. It's about that veiny D.
They play, what's her name? Sexy Red and all the other shit.
Yeah, yeah. And then they be talking about penis and stuff early in the morning.
They do?
Yeah, and people be calling up. They be like, "Charlamagne, my kids are in the car." What did you watch this week, man?
What I watched? I watched that Kevin Hart stand up.
Did I say? I think I watched that the other week.
You said it was a couple things, a lot of things you didn't relate to or something like that?
No. I said people of our age can relate to it.
Yeah. I watched it. It was cool. I didn't watch the whole thing.
You didn't?
Yeah. When it was time for me to get up, it was like, it was a certain part, like in the middle,
mm-hmm.
where he looked like, it looked like a damn. A Star Search freaking rehearsal. Like, it was terrible. It was his acting or the jokes. He I don't know, something about it. Did you remember Star Search?
Yeah.
It looked like a Star Search episode.
Mm.
But it's Kevin Hart. I don't really like him that much.
Really?
He's not funny to me.
Never been funny to you?
Yeah, he was funny, you know, the first two specials that he did.
What about some of the shows and movies he's in?
Oh, definitely no.
Hmm,
I think that's why I really stopped liking him.
Because
of those, well, he's playing himself in all the movies.
What do you mean he's playing himself?
You know, it's the crazy,
oh my God.
Comedian
you.
Shit.
I got you.
I don't rock with it. You like him?
Yeah. Kevin Hart funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
What about that stand-up? I guess that was during COVID.
I didn't watch it.
And you like Kevin Hart?
I don't have to. I can like somebody and not consume everything they put out.
Man.
I'm not a... Some people I like, they, you know, I think they're funny and all that, but I ain't going to go out of my way to check for them. You know what I'm saying? So I think he's funny. So.
I mean, I watched it. until it was, you know, like 9:30. And I was like, oh, it's time to go to bed.
Ah, I got you.
Goodbye.
Yeah, it had a couple funny parts to me, but yeah. What else you watch?
I caught up. No, I don't think I caught up. I might be one episode behind on Tulsa King. No. Tulsa King's over.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's over.
I know a new season came out, but I don't know.
Yeah, the last episode. I'm finished. I'm caught up.
Oh, okay.
What else? The Diddy Doc.
I wish you would have saved that for last.
You know. I guess that's it. I watched a fight last night. Pitbull against a guy named Roach.
Was it worth staying up late?
If I wasn't already staying up late, it wasn't worth it.
Hmm.
But, you know, they had a couple antics that they're posting on social media today.
Today?
Yeah. But, you know.
Was it a decision fight or somebody got beat up?
No, matter of fact, it ended up being a split decision.
Oh, God, I hate that shit. Just beat somebody ass.
That's it. Somebody got to lose.
Yeah.
If he dies, he dies.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's it. But that's all I've been watching, I guess. What you watch?
So I started back watching C,
mm-hmm.
season 3 of C on Apple TV. It's a real good show. Real good show. Landman, Mayor of Kingstown.
Oh, that's what I watched.
What, Mayor of Kingstown?
Mayor of Kingstown.
You caught up?
Yeah, I think so. I didn't see this week's episode.
Me either. What's the last thing you saw?
That train shit you was talking about.
So it was something. Well, it's a week after that. The train shit happened, and then the fallout from the train shit.
The fallout was,
they found out that Mike found out that one of Bunny homeboys wasn't really his homeboy, because he went to his crib and questioned him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Okay, yeah,
he was asking, he was like, he tricked him and said something, too.
Yeah, the guy kind of.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
That's a good.
Yeah, it's a good impossible show, white man show.
I don't really think it's too impossible.
It is an impossible, because like, in what real world does this?
A regular guy run the damn jail in the outside, too?
Yeah, a former criminal at that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They just in the nick of time saving his brother from getting his shit pushed in.
He did do one crazy thing when he ran up on the guy that was on a corner and he shot through his windshield or something like that.
This season?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was, I think it was one of the Russians or something. They was out on the corner and he told him to get off the corner. He ran up to him, beat him up a little bit.
And then shot
through his windshield.
Oh.
I was like, he just shooting in. He ain't supposed to have no gun.
Yeah. Yeah. But, all that shit. But yeah, it's a good show, though.
A real good show.
Abbott Elementary. They were off for a couple weeks, but then they came back this week. Great show.
A couple weeks? Why did they do that?
Well, I mean, school was out. So
okay. That's cool.
Whenever school is out, Abbott is out.
That's cool.
Yeah, Abbott is an amazing show. I love that show. Funny. Very funny show. And of course, like you said, the Diddy documentary.
Yeah.
On Netflix, executive produced by 50. I got to start off saying.
Did you like it?
50 did not. He did not shoot no camera. He did not edit nothing. He did not interview nobody. He just put it out.
Yep. He probably brought the whole thing put together already.
Already, yeah. So all the praise y'all want to give this nigga, I mean, you ain't got to give him all that praise. But anyway.
They praising him?
Oh, God. 50 is the GOAT for this. And
the GOAT?
Thank you, 50. And he's so petty. And
it's all footage and stuff that has already been out.
Except for the stuff leading up to his trial.
Yeah.
That was new.
His own stuff.
His
own footage.
Yeah, which was, some of that stuff he recorded was wild, but you asked me, did I like it? Yeah, I enjoyed it more than, it was one other one that came out like a couple years, like last year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was okay, but it still had like pretty much all of the same information. But
which one, the TMZ ones?
I can't remember. It was
like five of them came out.
Yeah, it was a lot of them that came out, but yeah. I can't remember what network it was on or what streaming service it was on or whatever, but this one was good. Had a couple more things in it, and they did a they painted a certain picture to make it make him seem like a lot worse and more dastardly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You know they was going to do that, though.
Not really. I just, I didn't, whenever I go into watching something, I don't have any kind of expectation. You know what I'm saying? I try to, you know.
I thought it was going to be a little bit more freakier stuff or showing more people.
See, I didn't.
They didn't really show
cause the freaky,
other people.
The freaky stuff was.
They brushed over
it. People don't care about the freaky stuff.
They brushed over it. They care about that baby all stuff. They care about the stories of the baby all.
That's, I mean, I think they did. It was something. I guess it was in that where they were saying like it was traces of drugs in the baby oil. Yeah,
see,
right when the little ride dude was starting to talk, they were saying that there was traces of
ketamine
and something else in the baby oil. Yeah,
I believe it.
Yeah,
I believe it. But is Lil Rod gay?
I don't know. It depends.
On the documentary. He was talking about, you know, when he talked about he woke up and he was next to him and stuff like that.
Yeah, his butt was sore.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, he woke up and said he was sore back there.
He just, okay. He was holding something back, though.
Of course he was.
He was saying something. He was like, yeah, and other things that I wouldn't want to talk about or something like that.
Yeah.
Man, let it out. Pause.
Yeah. Like, you see a dude get shot. They cover it up, and you don't say nothing to do that. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, but at the same time, I ain't saying shit either.
Why not?
About the shooting?
Yeah.
Nope. Just me.
So when it time for you, come time for you to do your lawsuit, you get nothing. Because you complicit.
You think so?
You definitely complicit. If you're not saying nothing about something that's going wrong, something bad that happened to somebody, you complicit. You just if they get locked up, you get locked. You should get locked up too, because you ain't did nothing to bring justice to this person.
So a shooting go on in here right now.
Yep.
You tell him.
Now fuck off, fucking course. This ain't the fucking streets. Take that shit to the hood. Don't bring this shit to my corporate place. Take your ass over there. We shoot. You shoot, bitch. I'm telling on you. Hell no. Take that shit over there.
Whatever was. Well.
Now, if it was like, let's say like somebody
fucked. They say it was his son.
They say it was his son that did the shooting?
Yeah, did the shooting.
Probably so. Lil Rod should have told. I don't give a damn. I don't care nothing about you or your anus. You should have told.
But he didn't have a reason to tell at the time, right? No, he didn't, because they covered it up.
They could cover it up, but you could say, well, this is what I heard and saw.
Why? If it was getting covered up already.
Because eventually they're going to shoot you. Just leave, bitch. All right, that shit always gonna come back. Like, you think they don't know you, they don't fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
You think just because you making good records that they not eventually gonna fuck with you?
They ain't wanna mess that check up.
Yeah, and he ain't even got paid, dumbass.
There was one thing in the documentary I don't believe.
What's that?
That guy that said he was 25% in Bad Boy,
mm-hmm.
and Diddy came and hey, most man, of them. I need you to sign this now, this, that, da, da, da. So he so-called got documents of him signing it over, but he don't have documents of him receiving it, like, from the beginning. He don't have documents saying, hey, I was a 25% owner.
I mean, it's about like us with our company or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no document saying, you know what I'm saying? Other than leases and shit like that. So mm-hmm. They probably just started out and the shit just kept getting big or whatever. And that was their agreement, the 25%. But I mean, if his documents are him signing it over, then he got to be.
Did they show that? I mean.
You just said there was documents of him. You said he said he got documents of him signing it over, right?
He said he have it.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
But I think that's the guy that grew up. That's the same one that grew up with him, right?
Yeah.
Or was that another guy?
It was two guys. It was one guy that grew up with him.
And he was just the guy that started it.
He was the guy. Matter of fact, he wasn't the one that grew up with him. He was the one that was part of Bad Boy at the early stage.
In the early stage, yeah. He started Bad Boy with him. Yeah. Was there anything in it that you hadn't heard before?
No. Watching all those documentaries that came out before, like, you know, them TMZ ones are really kind of deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They show so much, and they had so much footage, and they brought so many other people in to talk about it and stuff.
A lot of the stuff I did here before, it was a couple things I didn't hear, I didn't really know, like his mama beating him. I didn't know that shit.
I didn't know that either.
Like his mama, you know, like that his neighbor was like his mama beat him real bad when he was growing up.
And he turn that tables around because I heard he used to beat her too.
Oh yeah, they said that too. That he did it in front of people.
Yeah,
In front of that guy, like he put hands on his own mama,
smacking and stuff like that. I heard a lot of stuff like that.
Oh, you heard that before?
Yeah.
I had heard about the Aubrey from Danny DeCane stuff. Like she said it, but I never like watched it or said any, heard anything, heard her say. Yeah, he definitely did that to her.
Mm-hmm.
But the email that she read with him like propositioning her early on was crazy.
Why would he do an email though? That's why I can't get.
Yeah. And then he was like, God bless. He said some kind of prayer. Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, he did say that. I thought that was crazy myself. Between that and the Danny DeCane, no, not the Danny DeCane, the Dirty Money Girl.
Oh, yeah, Don.
I didn't know she came to him before that for help.
Oh, you mean the other girl?
Yeah.
Kalina.
Yeah.
And she asked him for 5 stacks.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Bro, $5,000 to him is nothing.
Nothing.
And he was like, I can't do it. But then he come right back around and asked her for help. And she gave it. And she spoke up for him positively.
Yeah, she did. She put a tweet out. That's what it was, right? A tweet? It wasn't nothing in court.
No, she said something in the interview too, I think.
Yeah, she did say it in the interview.
Yeah.
But I think her official, you know, way of helping out was that tweet saying I had no problems with him and so, whatever.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
That's crazy.
The big funeral stuff.
That's coming out in social media now that Big's people saying that Big didn't pay for that.
Yeah, I read that, yeah, saying that they don't have no kind of.
That's not true.
Yeah, which is crazy because, like a lot of times with these documentaries, people think everything in all documentaries are 100% real.
Yeah.
When in actuality, they still can be like painting a narrative, not saying this, you know, defending Diddy or nothing, but they can paint a narrative in a documentary and it can have a certain slant to it. So if that's really is a lie, it kind of eats at the credibility of the rest of it. You know what I'm saying? Like you put this in here and it's not all the way true.
Kinda. But it might be one of those things where whoever made that part of the documentary, they don't know.
No, but you
just think about it. Say, all right, if Big did die during it, if Big happened to be getting big royalties and the family couldn't pay for it, of course, pull it out of the royalties.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But people was like, you made Big pay for his own funeral.
Yeah, but.
Check this out. You got insurance at your job?
Mm-hmm.
Guess who paying for your funeral?
You.
You going to pay for your own funeral.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I got insurance on myself. If I die, my mother is getting that bread.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, I'm paying for my own funeral.
Yeah.
You always pay for your own funeral.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you got a spouse who got their own policy on you or something. But anyway, that's just what I thought about that. But to say that, I think the narrative was like he saw how much it was going to be and instead of him paying for it out of pocket.
Yeah.
Like you say, he paid with the royalties or whatever. But I mean,
like, hey, this amount of money is coming in. Let's pull it from this. I mean, at the time, I don't think he was at odds with Big's mom.
No.
Because during the funeral and stuff like that, there's pictures of them all hugging and crying together.
His mama, I haven't heard. The only time I heard his mama start saying something negatively about him, and it could be another case about some money early on, but really say something bad about him is when the video about Cassie came out. And that's the first time I saw her say, like, you know, you need to repent and, you know, this sick. And I think she said, I want to smack your face or something like that to him.
Oh, yeah.
In a video. Yeah, on a social media or whatever. But other than that, like you said, I think they were pretty much cool. Because, I mean, she, like, when she died, his estate had, like, tens of millions of dollars. It was worth a whole lot of money, so.
Yeah, they started selling parts of it or something. They ended up getting more money. More money started coming in once she got hold of it. But I think they did fall at odds at, what's the name of that cop? That, the one that wrote the book. There's a police officer retired. Mm-hmm. That wrote the book, and he had like a lot of the so-called facts of
Big's death.
Yeah, and he was real close to her. After that is when you know. Yeah, she
was that cop from L.A. Cop from L.A. The white guy.
The white guy with the gray hair, Dean or Dick.
Dean. I don't know his name.
Yeah,
but I know it was one. That was another thing too. Like I had heard stuff about him having something to do with Tupac's death or whatever. Shout out to Dougie. He be talking about Keefe D and Gene Deal and all that. But I didn't know that he actually gave them $500,000. Well, he allegedly gave them $500,000 after.
It was supposed to be
a million.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be Suge and him. They said, well, what he said was the only reason they caught them was because of some women screaming out, Tupac, Tupac. They saw him in traffic.
Yeah.
And that was like, oh, there they go right there. Mm-hmm. And they was able to run down on him.
Yeah.
Stop screaming these niggas' names in public. You don't know you about to get them shot.
Keefe D been talking about that whole scenario for a long time.
Yep. I also wasn't aware how close his affiliation was to the Crips.
Oh, no?
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I knew Orlando was a Crip.
Yeah.
And I knew he had got killed or whatever prior, you know, a while, you know, after the shooting or whatever. But I didn't, you know how close Puffy was to the Crips or whatever.
Yeah, he ended up hiring Crips for security once they came back to Cali during the beat.
Everything about him and Suge was total, like, opposites. Like, he hired Crips. Suge was a blood. You know what I'm saying?
He had to, though. That's the only reason he could get backed in California.
Hiring them Crips.
Yeah, that's the only one.
Was it anything else? The Kid Cudi stuff. Like,
did you see that part of the video where they're in the studio? And, was it Kid Cudi? Yeah, Kid Cudi was standing there and Puff was kind of like just sitting at the board listening.
That was Ryan Leslie.
Ryan Leslie.
Yeah.
Did you see his face? Like, they was like, yeah, and Puff was uneasy.
I was watching him playing the game, so I might have missed his face.
Yeah, he was sitting there like, you know, not his regular, oh my God, this is the best. He was kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
He got a history too. Niggas women.
Yep.
Yeah, because he got Kim, because Kim was with Christopher Williams.
Albie Shore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kim was with Albie Shore.
Misa
was Eric Sermon.
Oh, lady. Yeah, yep.
Cassie was Ryan Leslie.
Yep.
He had a few that he did like that.
They said he was doing that on purpose, just so he can feel like the man
to elevate himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, growing up, I knew he had bread and all that, but I didn't think he was like cool. I never thought he was like cool like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just,
maybe he became cool probably around the Big era with me.
The Big era?
Yeah.
What you mean the Big era?
Like Biggie Smalls.
He wasn't cool to me then. I'm talking about like throughout his whole thing, like I watched Making the Band and all that, but I still didn't think of him like cool, like Nas cool or you know what I'm saying? I never thought he was cool like that.
I thought he was cool.
I was kind of corny.
I thought he was cool when, you know, that, what's that, Hypnotized video and stuff like that.
Never thought he was cool. Thought he was cool.
Yeah.
I knew he had bread and I respected his, so I knew he was a hustler, but I just didn't think he was, like, it's a whole bunch of other people along the lines of, you know, that I thought was cooler than him. But I knew he had money. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't thought, you know, he just was But something else in there that I so you know the Cassie stuff and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a shot of her. It was getting ready for awards or something. Remember she was the one that started off that half hair thing?
Oh yeah, I heard the real story about that.
Yeah, like she
Young Jock?
Huh?
Young Jock?
What about Young Jock?
Young Jock told a story of they was in Paris or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, Young Jock was sitting with them. And Diddy was like, oh man, look at that girl hair. Man, I like that. Cassie, cut your hair like that. You know, and the next day she ended up cutting the hair like that.
Yeah, it was something that's like that. But from. I heard it was like more diabolical. Like the reason why her hair was cut because he pulled her hair out.
Oh.
Yeah, like he pulled it out. And the only way to save it was she had to cut it.
For real?
Yeah, it wasn't like no, you look good. You know what I'm saying? Like it was like she had to do it to save. Like he busts upside the head. It was some wild shit.
That's crazy. I never heard that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it was something like that.
The Young Jock interview, that was probably a couple years old that, you know, he said that. He said, I knew Puff was, what did he say? He said he knew Puff was the man when he, you know, told her to cut her head.
And she did it.
And she did it.
Yeah. The Kid Cudi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How the lady was like, this is the part of it, like, that I really didn't. I ain't gonna say she's lying. I'm not saying she's lying.
Who, KK?
I don't know the name.
She
was like a not assistant. His assistant. Yeah. I guess assistant, and
she was assistant.
She became an executive too, or whatever.
Yeah.
But well, she was like she got kidnapped, and then she went. You know, we heard the Kid Cudi story because I want to say Kid Cudi. Somebody was like Diddy was in Kid Cudi's house when he wasn't there.
That's what we reported. Well. We talked about that one time.
And like he opened up the presents and all of that. Was in there with the dog or whatever.
That wasn't in that part. I thought that was coming up on a documentary so too.
That had to be the same time.
Yeah.
That was the same time. But Cassie was fucking Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
She even had them around each other. But this lady, all of this shit was going on, but she still stayed working for him with all of this crazy stuff going on. And it's a lot of people like the Gene Deal dude. He was like the security or whatever. He worked with him all of this time. You know, he saw all this stuff, but he still stayed working. Still stayed working for him. You know what I'm saying? Like now when the shit hit the fan, now you got all this stuff to say, but you ain't said nothing before.
Mm-hmm.
Like It's a lot of them like that.
And the thing, that lady, the assistant, KK,
mm-hmm.
she worked for Suge at one time.
Mm.
She was friends with Suge. On the documentary,
she said something about it. Yeah,
yeah. On the documentary, there's a part where she said he brought me to Central Park, and you know, kind of threatened her there, saying I didn't know you were friends with Suge and stuff like that.
Yeah. She did say that.
That's crazy.
The one I felt the worst for Aubrey and that other lady. That he was in a video with, that he was cool with. He had her in the video. And then later on, somebody was like, show her a video of.
Oh,
that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they show her the video.
She looks older now.
Or they told her about the video.
Yeah, she looks older now.
But she, I mean, of course, it was 40 years
ago.
No,
I know what you mean, but.
But I'm saying, like, they put her on video and she didn't even know it. And he was going around showing a video of him having sex with her. And she didn't know he had sex with her.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, that was in the first episode, I think. So it was she was like he had a party at his house. You know, they partied or whatever. Everybody, a whole bunch of people was there. She fell asleep. The next morning he had to do a video for somebody. He got her to be in the video. It was some lady group or whatever. He got her to be in the video. She was in the video. And then a little while later somebody told her that, he got you on video, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Having, you know, doing whatever to you, whatever, whatever. And I can't remember if she said she saw the video or not, but, you know what I'm saying? She was, you know, I want to say she started crying in the documentary or whatever. And then she was like, her mother wrote his mother a letter. I wrote his parents a letter,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Her, and then the Aubrey thing, because somebody told Aubrey that they walked in on Diddy and one of his bodyguards messing with her or whatever.
Yeah.
But she said she can't remember.
Didn't know it.
She said she can't remember it.
Yeah.
But them too. She was like, she, to this day, she was like, she don't know if it happened or not, but you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, but all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole lot of stuff.
The documentary was good.
Yeah, it was good.
I like the way it was put together. I like the Talking Head segments of it. Cinematography was good on my end. I liked it, bro.
Oh, and the parts that he had himself that he got filmed of him.
Yep, I like that. Went the hotels, the riding in the car, all of those shots look good.
The riding the bikes. Yeah.
Walking Manhattan, stuff like that. Those parts do look good.
The fact that he called Colleen and was like, yeah, I need you to, like, he got that on camera, like him calling, telling her that I need you to say something for me when he wouldn't even give her 5 stacks, which is crazy.
They need to lock their son up, though.
Lock the son up?
Yeah, Justin.
Why?
Between that shooting.
It was Justin?
That's what they say. They said Puff, Justin, and the producer went in the bathroom.
Oh.
Now, I don't remember what interview or who exactly said it, but it was, you know, said that it was Justin that did it. They even quickly said it during the documentary also.
No, don't lock him up.
It was there.
Nope, you can't lock him up because Lil Rob won't say shit.
You right about that.
Lil Rob was the only other person who was there.
That's what they say.
Oh, another part. What's my man name? Not Black Rob. What's his name?
G Dep?
Mark.
Mark Curry.
Mark Curry.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of clowning Diddy about when he wrote
with the song. That,
yeah.
I've been a fan.
Yeah. He was clowning him. Yeah. But they didn't have like nobody like the Locks or nobody like that in it.
Nah, people, they steering away from that, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Jadakiss would say anything bad about him anymore.
Even like a few years ago, when you know, like a lot of people would be talking about, like they, you know, he did them dirty with the deals or whatever.
Yeah.
So Jadakiss and them, they were on an interview and they were talking about how, like, you know, how they went into the Bad Boy thing with the, you know, ready to wild out or whatever.
Yeah.
And they was like, yeah, we shouldn't have did that. He's like, really, all we had was like a regular basic entry level deal. Like, it wasn't nothing dirty or nefarious or whatever. It's like he was just doing regular business. Like, we just thought it was something different because we were supposed to be family, but it was just a regular deal. Like, and that was what the last thing I heard them say about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, all these people, Craig Mack, he turned to this crazy religion, moved down to South Carolina and died. And
I didn't hear no, besides who, I didn't really hear any bad business stories about Diddy.
You did?
Nah.
I used to always hear him, G Dep.
Yeah, but are they really bad business stories?
Or that's what I say too.
Did you just sign the wrong shit?
That's what I say too. Like kind of like what the Lock said, you know what I'm saying? It was just a entry level deal and you thought it was going to be more or whatever, but Craig Mack, Loon. You know who don't complain though?
Jodeci never complained.
But he wasn't signed to him though. They weren't signed to Bad Boy. They were signed to Uptown.
Uptown.
But like, I never heard 112 complain. Never heard Total complain. Never heard Faith complain. Like, I don't never hear none of the R&B singers really complain like that.
Yeah.
It's only these rappers.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's because like the stuff they was doing for like rap videos and stuff was more expensive. Like, rappers get a chain. Rappers get, you know, cars in the videos and all of that. But they thinking they getting that, but that's really money coming back. They got to recoup that money.
Oh, they got to recoup all of that.
They studio time, they producing, like all this stuff might cost more. I don't know. Maybe that's it. But I, you know, email us, let us know, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Have y'all heard R&B singers complain about their bad deals with like Diddy and stuff like that? I don't know.
I haven't heard too many stories about Diddy and bad business. Because look at it, what, last year? No, I'm sorry. Right before he went in, he had that Bad Boy reunion.
He had a Bad Boy reunion?
Yeah, he had all of them. They did a tour. The only person that didn't go on the tour or left the tour was Mace. Mm. And that's because he still had his, he was at odds with Mace.
Yeah, and he gave Mace his publishing back. Yeah, he gave it back. But I have heard like people complain about Diddy signing bad deals.
Yeah.
Coming up, yeah. And the first time I heard somebody didn't say it was the Lox, they was like, you know, they gave the explanation or whatever. But all in all, I mean, they had the male prostitute. That part was a little eye opening. Since he was like, they would keep the semen in cups, and he was like, he just liked watching her drink it.
Yeah, that I didn't hear that part before. Because you know, he was on Vlad like full interviews.
Yeah.
Him and the other
male
Punisher.
Escort.
Yeah, the Punisher.
You know these niggas' names, but like, this nigga know that name.
It's because it was funny.
The Punisher.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
Yeah. Yeah, their sexual exploits was kind of wild.
Hey, it was having fun.
Yeah, it was
having big fun.
Big fun with the wretched Punisher.
The wretch.
Yeah.
That Punisher.
Yeah, he did some people dirty now. Yeah, he did some people dirty. I don't, you know.
Now, I tell you this.
What?
Keith Murray. Mm-hmm. I asked him flat out, like, hey, man, you know, there's so many, at the time, people wanted to interview him just for him to say bad things about him.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have bad things to say about him.
Mm. Oh, you mean when all the stuff was going down?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah. But I mean, that's cool, but I ain't really with, like, they wasn't really together every day. You know what I'm saying?
But not at one time, I say around that Mary J. Blige era, all those remixes,
mm-hmm.
he went and got him for. The, what's that Bad Boy song? Oh my gosh, the Total remix song,
mm-hmm.
A couple Mary J. Blige remix songs, he went and got him. Like, there's a lot of songs that he went and used him for the remixes.
Yeah, but that was early on, but maybe before the Beast really turned up. You know what I'm saying?
Could be.
That could be it. And it could be he might be scared of like a Keith Murray type, the way he won't pull that type of shit on Keith Murray.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying?
I asked him flat out. I said, he even asked me, he said, you think I should do some of these interviews? I was like, nah. I said, not the way he looked out for you, not all those daggone hits he put you on. Nah, just leave it alone.
Was he looking out for Keith? Or was he looking out for himself because Keith was hot?
A little bit of both, I guess.
Yeah.
Because he could have had anybody. Anybody in some of them remixes.
Keith was super hot, though.
I'm telling you, he got a couple big Bad Boy songs. He's on the remix.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the documentary is good if we ain't spoiled it for you. Yeah, it's good. Four parts.
It'll make you go watch it, though. I guess the stuff we talked about. Because it's nothing new. We didn't, you know.
No, it's some stuff. It's some stuff that I didn't know.
That cup of semen, though, that was.
That was wild.
That was like, what? I was like, oh, I didn't know that one. I didn't hear that part. I didn't hear that part. It was a good doc, though.
Yeah, it was good.
Four episodes.
Done well.
Netflix.
Mm-hmm. You'll be glued to it.
Yeah.
How
long are the episodes?
I think it's about an hour.
They were an hour?
Yeah, I think all of them about an hour.
It seems short, but it was good. It was worth watching it.
Let's see. Yeah.
Did you ever watch the Eddie Murphy documentary?
Nah, I did.
Okay.
Nah, I ain't gonna even lie to you.
Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Here's one. I guess we'll talk about this if it'll come up. A couple weeks ago, we talked about Tekashi 6ix9ine, how some guys broke into his home.
Mm-hmm.
He got a 3-month prison sentence coming up in January.
Yeah, he was going through the trials at that time.
Oh, what's he? What's he?
It was for drugs. He got caught with drugs.
Oh, so he violated.
Yeah,
and he only getting 3 months.
Guess so.
He got a money hunt. He got a good lawyer. He said he want to lose 70 pounds while he in jail.
Yeah.
You can lose 70 pounds in three months? That's crazy.
He got one of them big stomachs, one of Gucci Mane's stomachs.
Oh, he do?
Yeah, right now.
So he must be short then. He 190. So he want to get down to 120.
Yeah, he is short. He's Mexican.
He Mexican?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. What's his name? Hernandez.
It is Hernandez.
He true a Mexican too. Like he worked at the delis.
In New York?
Yeah, that's where
the Mexicans work?
No, it was that's where you know, the regular hood guys, you know, met him.
Oh, they met him at the deli.
Yeah.
At the deli or the bodega?
Yeah.
The deli?
Bodega.
The bodega. Okay. All right. So he fessed up that possessing coke and X.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. I wonder if he gonna make it.
Make what? Live?
Yeah.
What, the jail sentence?
Yeah.
Because
he a snitch. He done got attacked at Planet Fitness.
It might be rough for him, but they're going to probably have him in a second. They're going to, whatever jail he going to, they don't want nothing to happen to him because lawsuits will come up.
Oh, yeah, they'll probably sue.
They got to protect him also. Now, you getting his ass kicked and stuff like that.
You think he will?
Yeah, probably.
You don't think he gonna get protection? Is he still a blood?
Nah, he wasn't blood before. He was just affiliate.
And he throwing up whatever and saying whatever?
Yeah.
That don't cause no repercussions?
Not with the set that he was with.
Oh. Uh-huh. He out here false flagging?
At the time.
Can you claim like that if you're an affiliate?
That's the thin line that they say you can do.
Oh. Okay. I'm affiliated.
Everybody affiliated.
With the Black Power Nation. That's what I'm affiliated with. And I'm upset about this new ruling that the president has said.
The Black Cucamonga.
Watch your mouth. I didn't notice that in National Park, on certain days, holidays or whatever, you can get in National Parks and stuff free. Well, President Trump has ruled that Martin Luther King Day and Juneteenth.
Are not.
Yep, they're not on the free list.
So stop trying to have your Juneteenth cookout at the park.
Not the park, national parks.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Visitors will no longer have free access to national parks on MLK Day or Juneteenth. Instead, the new list adds Donald Trump's birthday.
Well,
on June 14th as a free entry day.
No way.
Yep.
Nah. That's got to be something's wrong. Ad is wrong. Somebody made that up.
No, it's not.
Ain't no way.
That's his birthday. Yep.
Where'd that come from?
Don't worry about the source. Just take the message.
I don't trust that source, man. They might have made that shit.
Nah, it's true.
They added their own sauce on it.
Google it.
That's crazy.
Carrie Hirayuki Tagawa.
Yeah, man.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah, the guy from Mortal Kombat. I think he played in The Golden Child, too.
Played in a lot of movies.
Yeah, man. The Chinese. Look. Never mind.
Yeah, get it right.
Put it up on the screen if you can.
Keep talking.
Let me know. Mortal Kombat. What else was he on? He was in Mortal Kombat. I really think he was on The Golden Child. He always played the bad guy. The bad kung
bad
fu.
Asian guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he passed away. He was 75.
That's not young. That's not him either, right there.
It's an ad. Okay. Okay. How? Hawaii? Was he Hawaiian?
No, couldn't be.
Maybe.
No. Look at his eyes.
What? That's Mortal Kombat.
Look at his eyes. There ain't no Hawaiian.
He could be Hawaiian. You never know. Uh-oh.
Hey, B, you over there pressing buttons.
Yeah, he could be.
Yeah,
he's dead at 75. Shout out to him.
He was old.
He don't look like a villain right there. Look very nice and wholesome.
Yeah.
Like a surfing champ.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, see, you don't know everything about movies. You're supposed to be this big fan. But nah, he played in The Last Emperor. Is one of his Memoirs of a Geisha. Is another one that he played in.
Was he on Golden Child?
I don't know.
That one of them.
Oh, he was in a lot. He was in a lot of Mortal Kombat.
Especially, he was big in the like 90s, 80 era, maybe the end of the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
He was big around it. Yep.
Yeah, shout out to him.
He
was in Planet of the Apes.
Huh?
He was in Planet of the Apes. 47 Ronin. Yeah, he was in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He's Japanese, by the way.
Oh, okay.
What did you say at first? Something racist.
Chinese?
Yeah, definitely racist. They all look alike to you.
No, I didn't say that now.
Where we at?
I don't know. You got any other articles over there?
Yeah, that's a couple of things. I was looking at the time. You know who Gilbert Arenas is?
No, but I heard the name and it has something to do with sports.
Yeah, he's a former NBA basketball player. So he found out that Matt Barnes, who's another NBA basketball player,
mm-hmm.
former black basketball player, that he got finessed out of $61,000. By an AI white woman.
Oh, word.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah, Matt Barnes said he was a victim of an AI-assisted extortion scheme led by someone who used AI-produced audio, video, and text messages that she threatened to leak to various outlets, including Tasha K.
Dang, that should have been a scam of the week.
Yeah, kind of. The story. I don't know if he actually paid. But yeah, I just wanted to use it to highlight, like, when we get all of these calls and, you know, the spam calls and you talking on it or whatever,
mm-hmm.
just don't say nothing because they can take your voice. So we talked about one. I think we talked about it on here. One scam where they would call people
about kidnapping
daughter, yeah,
or something like that.
Did we talk about that on here?
I think the daughter did it. Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah, they called and I think we were talking about this at work where they used the daughter's voice. It was a young girl, mm-hmm. to call
the mother,
mm-hmm. And they were gonna get her to pay.
Yeah,
but they used AI to like clone her voice. And I want to say it was another one that I heard where they called the people and they, I don't know if they looked at the location and the location was wrong or the person pulled up. I want to say it was the person, the daughter pulled up.
I think the authorities was involved with it. That's how they end up catching it.
Which one?
That one.
Now, I know one where like, let's say like somebody call you and say, and that's me, like, man, I need money, whatever. And that was the scam. It was my voice. But then I pull up at your house at the same time while you on the phone with the AI version of me.
Oh.
Like I had, it was okay. One that I heard like that. Like she was on the phone with the robbers or the kidnappers and the daughter, and the daughter pulls up.
Oh, okay.
While she's on the phone with the kidnappers and her daughter.
That's a spoiler.
Yeah, okay. And that's what messed it up. Yeah, so I've heard a couple of them, but y'all be vigilant or whatever. Maybe give your family members like a passcode or a code word. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've been had a code word
for your family.
Yeah, we had one since growing up in New York. There was a lot of kidnappings and stuff.
So, like, when would you use the code word?
Like, if my mother was somebody, you know, coming to pick me up from school.
Oh.
They had to use a code word.
But I mean the code word, like, you ever got a fake text? Like, I'll tell you an example. Somebody we know, matter of fact, I can say his name because he didn't do it. Somebody stole Tank Page.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
Did they try to get you too?
Yeah, nah, we talked about it on here though.
Yeah, so they tried to get Tank Page or whatever, and they were sending messages around the people.
Oh yeah, somebody did. Somebody contacted me through Mr. Cheek's page.
Yeah,
a couple months ago.
So like, if we knew Tank like that, we could ask Tank a word or something like that via mm-hmm. text mm-hmm. to see if it's really him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you had something like that with your family members, like, you know, a word or a phrase that y'all always use.
Yeah, we got a word.
Yeah, I always, if I think somebody like this messaging me, if I think they're AI, mm-hmm. I always ask them, where was Usher at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, but you said it so many times now on the show.
AI might pick up on it.
Yeah, it ain't going to work no more.
It might not. You're right.
Where was Usher?
At 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we had a cold war since I was daggone probably 3 years old.
I don't have one. Oh, did you do any like cyber shopping for Cyber Monday or?
Nah, man. I'm real bad when it comes to shopping.
What do you mean?
Like I always either wait to the last minute, or I try to do so much research on what I want.
Oh, you kind of overthink it.
Yeah, I wanted some parts for my mountain bike. I wanted some new sunglasses. Mm. So I'm doing all sorts of research.
You know, I'm surprised that you don't have, what? And you may have them, I just don't know. I'm surprised you don't have them Meta glasses yet.
I've been trying to get them this past month.
They're not sold out, or you trying to get some certain ones? Or?
Well, I was trying to hold back from getting them.
Why?
I had the money to get them because I wanted to make sure they fit right.
Oh, because you got a big head?
Nah, because I don't like the way Ray-Bans fit.
Oh.
But the new Meta glasses, they come in extra large, and they got also XL, XX large.
Also like dip. But do they have, like, when you say extra large, like wide or bigger lens?
Wide.
Like, oh, okay.
So the day before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
I was in Walmart. And in the glass place in Walmart happened to have them in there.
Mm.
So I went in there and tried them on so I could just go ahead and order them from where I wanted to order from. Well, tried them on, didn't like it.
What size? The XL?
It wasn't even, I don't think it's the size. I think it's the way Ray-Bans are. They got like a little tilt to it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the mm-hmm. way that they're not flat.
Mm-hmm.
They got like a tilt.
You don't like how they look on you?
Yeah, it definitely looks good. But I wanted them.
Ray-Bans, the lens part is a little bit too small for me. I like a bigger lens.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what I like.
That's another part of it too.
That when Men in Black came out, you know what I'm saying? That's when Ray-Ban really took off in my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? I wanted to be like Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, but you know, I couldn't do it because I ain't like how it fit my face.
Yeah, I've wanted them for the past 3 months now.
Somebody else got to come up with some.
Got them.
What's the pixel? Oakley's just ugh. What's the pixels on that camera?
I don't know. I didn't even want to use it for the camera. I didn't care about the camera.
What you
I just wanted it. I wanted new sunglasses.
Oh, so you was just gonna get some sunglasses and they just happen to have a camera?
Yep. Because I seen a lot of footage of people with them,
mm-hmm.
and the footage is real good. They even have the newer ones where they have the screen inside.
I saw those.
They're hard to get because to order them, you have to call. You have to make an appointment.
Oh, like an eye doctor appointment?
For a demo.
Oh.
Just to demo it out. But wherever you get the demo at, they might not even carry them. So they put you on the waiting list after that.
Eventually, it'll be all over.
Oh, they're $8.99.
I mean, that ain't bad.
It's not even a good kind of, you know, screen in it.
But you can be looking. But the bad part about that is, like, you can be looking at your screen but staring at something and somebody might be right there, but you looking at your...
the lady with the shortcut shirt or something, and you're like,
"Yep, yep,
yeah, that should be,
yeah." But I might get a pair one day when they make some big fat face ones.
I'll show you a couple. I've found a lot of
bigger ones,
oversized. Yeah, like the Versace's I got. They're borderline.
What do you mean borderline?
Borderline too small for me.
Oh, regular glasses though.
Yeah.
Shout out to Versace. I got a pair of Versaces.
Yeah, Versaces, I like the way they fit.
I had my Versaces for a little minute too. Throw away nothing. I had these Versaces for a long time.
I seen them on your damn profile picture.
You sure? No, them ain't on my profile picture.
Your old profile picture with the cigar.
Them not Versaces?
I think they are.
Those are Carreras.
Oh, they had the thing on the...
Yeah, them Carreras, them ain't Versaces.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my Versaces don't got no Versace. They say Versace on the side, but like, they don't got the Versace symbol on it. They just, yeah. You know how they etch it in on the metal?
Mm-hmm.
It says Versace in the metal, but it ain't like gaudy like that. They like they like an aviator style. But I had it just for a long time.
Yeah, I got an aviator style, but they got the Medusa.
Yeah, I know the ones you're talking about. Yeah, them Carreras. I got a lot of Carreras.
Oh, okay. I thought that was. Yeah. I just looked at the profile picture yesterday because I was looking at the cigar.
Ah, that was a Fat Betty.
Fat Betty bottom. Fat Betty bottom.
Yeah, shout out to. I was at my homeboy wedding, and he had like a mobile cigar lounge outside, so we was out there smoking and drinking.
That's dope.
Yeah, shout out to that. I guess we'll get into this.
Fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
Ooh, this one takes us to Richmond.
Virginia?
Yep, Richmond, Virginia. Former local employee of Truist Bank was served time in federal prison for a scam that involved stealing from dozens of the bank's customers and attempting to fake her own death after she got caught. Asha Dior Martin, who worked for Truist from 2022 to 2024, was sentenced Monday to 24 months imprisonment for pleading guilty to skimming $195,000 from 70 customer accounts, including individual small businesses and nonprofits. The 35-year-old South Chesterfield resident worked at Truist as a collector of demand deposit accounts. The position gave her access to account holders' personal information, with which she initiated fraudulent withdrawals. She then concealed those transactions by transferring the money to herself through a child support payment processor that put the money into prepaid debit cards. She spent the money on cosmetics, clothing, travel, dining, and trips to a hookah bar. That's crazy.
So she's black.
Yeah. Martin admitted to running the scam from July 2023 through at least April 2024. Prosecutors found that Martin targeted Truist customer accounts that had high monthly inflows and outflows. They included multiple, oh Jesus Christ, she going straight to hell. Multiple churches. a children's museum. I know the museum too. An eye tissue bank, manufacturing and construction companies, and the North Carolina wing of the Civil Air Patrol. When confronted by Truist management in early 2024. Martin left for lunch and never again returned to work at Truist. She knew it was over.
She said, what?
Yeah, what? Okay, I'm going to lunch, y'all. I'll be back. The bank then cut off her remote access to its system, and she was fired on April 15th of that year. After her termination, as Truist attempted to retrieve Martin's company-issued computer, she apparently tried to convince the bank she had died in order to conceal the records of her crimes.
What?
In response to emails at the time from Truist to Martin's personal email address, someone replied, "Sorry to inform you, she has passed away."
Get out of here.
Martin was charged in June by federal authorities and pleaded guilty to one charge of bank fraud. She was initially allowed to remain free on bond while awaiting sentencing, but in August was arrested and charged in Petersburg for threatening physical harm to a relative on social media. Damn.
Man, I tell you, the dumbest criminals make the most money, but they get caught.
Yep. While the victim ultimately withdrew their charges, the arrest was deemed a violation of her bond agreement with the federal court, and she was remanded to the U.S. Marshal Service in late August. She has remained in custody in Piedmont Regional Jail since then, as evidenced by the bright pink jailhouse jumpsuit she wore Monday's sentencing hearing for the U.S. District Court.
That's crazy.
In her sentencing request, her attorney argued for a punishment of 24 months of home confinement or at the most 18 months in prison. Prosecutors asked for a 33-month sentence. So that's 3 years. Oof.
That's crazy.
Oh, they got all the money back except for $12,000.
What? How did they do that?
Mm-hmm. They said court records state that the victim customers had been repaid by Truist. Oh, the bank paid them back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So when it was happening, they were getting paid back. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, that's all it was. Yeah, because I mean, it's federally insured.
Yeah.
Yep. I guess shout out to her.
Yeah, man.
35 years old. She pretty too.
Why we can't find these people, man? Why? Oh, shit. I just need a couple. I need two cameras.
Let me see if I can put a picture up for y'all.
Since they hitting the lick like that, I do three cameras, two lenses, and then we good. We good, baby. You get all the music videos you want from me. You get all the photo shoots you need.
I don't know. I don't know what I how I could
repay them.
Nah, do that scam. What was her name?
Boom, Kweesh.
Nah. Asha.
Oh, I got a cousin named Asha.
Dior. She kind of young to have them names. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Truist. Let's see if it show her picture, y'all. After we get this ad out the goddamn way.
They got a video of her?
Yeah, from...
Oh, with that jumpsuit?
Nah, this from a news report. Let's see. See if it show her picture. It might have a picture in the jumpsuit. This is a story I found.
Where is this at?
Virginia.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, she was from, what did it say, Chester?
Petersburg? Oh, Chester.
Well, all that's Chesterfield, Petersburg, that's south of Richmond, but it's all same area. They don't show a picture of her, though, on here. Nope.
That ain't her.
That's the news reporter?
Hell no.
That's him. His shirt a little bit wrinkled.
But get wrinkled. Button it up a button or two. Put a tie on.
Yeah, he need a tie.
Get rid of that damn hat.
That hat look like he played a damn clarinet on a damn jazz band.
Hey, you know he ain't got no haircut underneath that hat.
No, he don't. Let me see if I can find another picture.
Yeah, find another daggone newscast for that one. Shit.
Richmond, y'all tripping. What news report was that? They don't say. Oh, the CBS 6. Let me see if I can find something else with her.
What's that reporter name? Leroy.
Leroy. Leroy. Let's see if it'll pick up my phone picture. Y'all see a little picture of her. Uh-oh, it ain't picking it up. Uh-oh.
Turn it sideways or something. There we go. Rock it up.
That's her right there.
Oh, okay.
See if it on.
You got the filter on. You got a big chain.
Yeah, she paid with that chain with that church
there
money.
There you go, cashed out.
Fucked up the church's money.
She done went to the mall and...
Shout out to Asha.
Asha.
Yeah, shout out to Asha. but yeah, man, that's all we got this week.
Yeah.
L, let everybody know they can find you on social media and all of that stuff.
Hey, you can find me at L Murphy on Facebook, or you can find me at Once Upon a Time in Music's podcast.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram and YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe on YouTube. You send us an email, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Make sure y'all check out Once Upon a Time in Music. You might have a special guest. What day is the episode coming?
Thursday.
On Thursday. Ooh, gotta wait a long time.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday morning, 7 and
seven. You put out at 7?
7 a.m.
Why you choose 7?
Because if you're on the way to work, you know, you might get to listen to it.
What if I go to work at 5?
Hey.
Then I have to wait till Friday?
No, that means shut up.
For real? Why don't you put out at midnight?
I
never thought about that.
I don't know.
Anyway,
I might do that. Midnight might be good.
I go to work, if I want to go to the gym early in the morning, and I want to put you on my Thursday,
this might be it.
Playlist.
It's season 2 too. This is the second episode of season 2.
Y'all do seasons.
Yeah.
Or shout out to Once Upon a Time in hip hop. I mean in music.
Okay.
I always want to say hip hop.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
It's your boy Beezy.
It's your boy Al.
Yeah, we out.
Peace.
Let those who have ears listen. This is the DJ Blaze Show.